nice twists. Redemptive Key, number two. Now, I'm going to just give you some names to some books for references. So I've got a book here called The Final Quest by Rick Joyner. It's a biblical story, and it's fascinating. He's actually online. You can listen to it online. The next three books I've got in front of me are the New Age ones. One's called The Secret from Rhonda Byrne. Ask and It Is Given from Esther and Jerry Hicks. And The Law of Attraction by Michael Lauser. So those last three are ones that I actually studied really well, did quite a lot of work, actually started to do some training on Law of Attraction. I've been inside one of Esther Hicks's events live, and The Secret, that came out of Australia, and I live in New Zealand, so I watched a young man see a miracle in his life after reading that book. But I'll tell you that his life fell apart after that as well. So life's twist is really about what I would call the pythonic family, meaning pythons, serpents, leviathan, wherever things in your life are twisted out of context, wherever things are, you've gone from the victim to being portrayed as the perpetrator, where somebody's stolen something and they've blamed you, and you can't get out of that blaming situation. The python and the twist, if you think about India, when they play the fluty thing and the rattlesnake or what comes out and he starts worshipping and does all that kind of thing, it's all ancient Egypt demigod stuff. And I tell you, that demigod stuff is everywhere in the world. And so life's twist can twist you out of things or into things. What you need to do is understand the legal binding agreements that have actually happened to your soul, your flesh, and maybe in the spirit. So in your trichotomy, you'll hear me talk about the flesh and the blood is part one. Part two of your trichotomy would be your soul, which is your mind, your will, and your emotions. And part three would you be the spirit, either the spirit of man, which is the Holy Spirit. And you can only get the Holy Spirit through having a relationship with Lord Jesus Christ, because that's the only way you get through to God. It's the only way you get through the gates in heaven. Well, if you don't have the Holy Spirit, then you've closed the Holy Spirit door and you have the door open to you from the spirit world. And that's across every time, dimension, space, reality, dominion and kingdom, universe and realm, known or unknown, seen or unseen. That includes all the timelines, the demigods that sit on your timelines, on your family timelines, and they block. Because remember, God sits outside of time, and the demigods sit inside time because they sit in the second heaven. But also, Satan is not omnipresent. He can't be in two places at once. But the Holy Spirit's everywhere. Holy Spirit is in the trees, is in the grass, is everywhere. I remember I did some training with a Maori tohunga, well, a Maori priest, and he asked me to join his organisation. He said, "Oh, Karen, you're one of us." And at that moment, I'm going, "Oh, I don't like the us department." And I'm not very good with the English language at the best of times. I make a mess of things most of the time. Speaking today, I would have got myself into more trouble. But I remember asking him a question, and he had a panel of young tohungas that were being trained up, and he couldn't answer the question, so he passed it over to the panel of people to answer the question. They couldn't answer the question, but he came back. But when he came back to me, I watched him, and I saw a vision of Jesus kneeling down, and this is before I was in church. This would be at least 2 years before I had a relationship with Christ. But I saw Jesus bending down and like drawing in the sand, waiting patiently. And that's when Mary Magdalene was putting, or the adultery woman was put in front of Christ. And he bent down and played with the sand, waiting, because he asked the question of the Father, "Father, what do I do here?" And that's when Jesus said, "For anyone that has not sinned, you throw the first stone." And everybody walked away because they all knew they'd sinned. They'd all lied. They'd all done something. So in that moment, when the priest spoke to me, he said to me, my question was, how come I can pick a blade of grass, or someone can pick a blade of grass, give it to me, and I can tell them everything about their lives? Why is that? And that was me trying to understand my gifting. He explained to me, he said, and all it was is the Father spoke to Jesus, Jesus had the answer. And the married priest said to me, Karen, God's everywhere. He's omnipresent. He's in everything. So he can talk to you anytime, anywhere, and absolutely accurate. Now, why do I say this in life's twists? What happens in the second heaven is everything gets twisted, specifically if you've been a medium like I was, specifically even worse if you've been an international psychic medium like I was, and even worse again if you were a soul rescue medium, and that's what I was classed as in that industry. Even more so if you're a Reiki, I was a Reiki grandmaster. I did the Reiki Grandmaster, but I never practiced it because of the encounter that I had. Frightened the living daylights out of me. So life twists is about the fact that finances, relationships, housing, jobs, careers, education, everything that gets twisted in life, you will find one of these Pythonic family members amongst it. Now, as I flip through some of my books that I've got here, I have a thing that I went to which was called Celebrate Your Life. It was held in Phoenix, Arizona in 2015. So I went there and I sat in classes. It was actually the year Dr. Wayne Dyer passed, and he was meant to be the guest speaker there. I went there, and that year I had actually gone in to do more training in New Age. Well, I tell you what, that training and that trip actually tripped me up so severely in the spirit realm, it took me close to 5 years to unravel all of that. The principalities, the powers of darkness, the rulers of darkness, the mothers of darkness, all had a go at me. And I was nowhere near church. I only joined church a couple of years ago, or 3 years ago. And so I understand when you talk about the law of attraction, I understand, I remember sitting in Esther Hicks and I watched all the beings around her. It's not just one. It's not one. Abraham is not one. I can tell you that much. And, you know, I learned about things like you can go in about karma. Karma's not a good thing to even quote, because it will stick to you like anything. And I learned things like about being, woman being a dragonfly or a butterfly. You know, those things only last a day, an eternity, or even in life. If you want to come back as a butterfly, which you can't anyway, it's not how it works. But understanding so many people are bound by the Pythonic family because they are bound into a belief system and they won't let themselves to get free to hear or see or understand what and who Jesus Christ really is, who he is, and what he's got in store for you. So if I've rattled your cage, then I'm really happy. So I hope to meet you inside our classroom if you've subscribed to that. I hope to meet you on our Zoom calls if you've purchased any of our workbooks at the Iron Classroom. Thank you.